It seems like a lot of older people don't like to talk about illnesses they have. How does that affect their families and perhaps even themselves?
Look, when I was a kid, the people in my parents' generation didn't say cancer. It was called the Big C, where you whispered the name. There was a great deal of shame with having cancer, even. So some of that lingers. The shame of being ill, being vulnerable. I had a patient years ago who had a liver disease that would likely take her life. We just didn't know when. And she said she didn't want to talk about it. And she didn't want to talk about it because she didn't want people to feel sorry for her. She didn't want to burden her friends. Okay. But then her husband wasn't able to talk about it. And her kids weren't able to talk about it. And, illness doesn't affect one person. It affects a family. And her husband and her children, they needed a support system too.
Other than potentially gaining a support system, what are the benefits of talking about your condition and being open about it?
If you disclose online to certain groups, not only are you with kindred spirits, and we know there's ample research on the healing quality of just being with kindred spirits who get you. But not only do you get that, but you get information, and you get to share what information you have. Somebody might know a subspecialist in your area that can be really helpful. Somebody can give you some insight on medications that they're taking. So, it can be a wealth of knowledge.
On the other hand, I'm sure you and I have both been at gatherings or a dinner party where it becomes the big disease conversation. What's your ailment? What hurts today? It can become this all-consuming topic that defines your life.
Yeah, I call it when people visit the parts department. It's like, what part hurts and what part's not working? Yeah, it is uncomfortable, and the underpinnings never get talked about. I worry about my body. I worry about my future. I'm dealing with loss of what I had yesterday. That's what's underpinning the discussion about parts and the complaints about parts that don't work. The underlying are genuine human emotions that do need to get talked about and sadly rarely do.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mikan.